This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, our news director, Rob New, just ran in here for the last two-minute break, and I talked to him about what the last caller called him about. I have been so focused on the president countering censorship and 96% of conservative news being blocked and all these people getting deplatformed and kicked off. I haven't responded to the news stories that I'm robbing people or that I'm running illegal radio stations, which isn't true, or that I destroyed evidence or that I'm a Russian agent or any of this. And then Duke came in and he goes, I'm glad you responded to that, because a lady called in, because he's like, it's on Newsweek, it's on this, and I'm getting a bunch of emails. And what is it? Anybody that's got a phone knows you're surfing around the internet typing in URLs. They have these traps if the email isn't right or the text isn't right, what you type in, that's like Amazon or Viagra ads or mortgage ads. Lately, it's non-plastic bags has been taking my phone over, because I'll type something in and I'll get it wrong. And so I'm sitting there searching. Genovese is a company we're promoting. Yes, because I said in the morning, I'm having a sponsor on. I want the URL typed on Alex, InfoWarsYes.com and Genovese. I'm saying it right. Yes. I type that in and I'm like sitting in a break. Something pops up, says you've got a virus. And I'm like, boop. And then boop, boop. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I finally get InfoWars Yes up and I go, look. And then pops up some screen with like some word on it. And then later they call me that after and they go, hey, you want us to not put these videos up because 4chan says it's, you know, some type of porn. And they send me an image and I'm like, that's like blurred white page. And I said, put it out. I don't even know what that is. And then it becomes Jones, who's a big homophobe and, you know, who's a Puritan and never had sex with a woman. He, who is totally obsessed with this stuff, is blah, blah, blah. And then I went and looked on my phone and couldn't even find what they said. I found one menu that was Tinder. So I guess that's what it loaded. It just starts going bloop, 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 all this porn. And it's like, you want guys, you want women, you want trannies. Oops, can't say that on Twitter. Transsexuals. And I'm like, okay, I got a Tinder ad on my phone. I'm not the Puritan here. I'm the libertarian. I say do whatever you want in your own bedroom as long as you don't hurt somebody else. But it becomes this big national news story. Jeunesse. Okay, I say it wrong. Jeunesse. That's why I tied it like Genoese and, you know, whatever. The point is, I mean, I know it's great products and everything, and I'm teleprompter free. I go from memory. And they were here that morning. I go, where are my URLs? I want them typing it in on screen. I was throwing fits on air about it. Like, everybody's had that happen. But the point is, then they spin it at Jones, the super right-wing Puritan pastor who leads, you know, major congregations of churches and says, executes such and such as does this. And it's not even true. I'm not Jimmy Swaggart saying if you're with a woman out of wedlock, you're going to hell, and then you catch it with hookers. That ain't me, man. Everybody knows that. So I never even responded to this, but now it's just day after day after day because they want to distract me from the censorship. And I'm going to introduce this with Paul when we come back. We got loaded phone lines, but I got to go because Paul's here. The war room's coming up in about 55 minutes, but I'm going to put out special reports at InfoWars.com on 96% of conservatives being censored, them trying to steal the election by reports to the president. It's unbelievable. We even thought about doing a trolling deal that 4chan would catch like 1 second of some pop-up. We even thought, by the way, like I said this morning, they must have a virus on my phone. And it didn't torture me too much. I mean, but I was on Tinder for 5 minutes. I've never actually had a membership on that. My God. Again, I was looking up this female reporter we're talking about hiring from London. I put her name in, and it's not even her. And it's bloop, 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 you know, adult friend finder. You know, this, if you want, you know, we got guys a mile away. We got chicks 2 miles away. And it's like babies. I've always said that I've had gay friends. I've always said I don't dislike, you know, dudes that take hormones that want to be a woman or whatever. I just said don't sexualize children like the Catholic priest and all this crap going on. So, you know, maybe I should just pull a stunt and go do a live broadcast from a gay bar. I mean, if they even had me in one of them. Like, here I am. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't dislike anybody that's pro-freedom. But the left is a cult and is trying to sexualize our children. And I am against the LGBTP. That's right. Add the P at the end for pedophile. I am against pedophiles, and I'm proud of it. I'm pedophile phobic. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
All right, I know I got loaded phone lines, and I was good today. I took a lot of calls, a lot of great callers. We love you. We appreciate you. Everybody holding. If you want to give us your address and where you are, we're going to send you a free InfoWars.com Octagon InfoWars new logo T-shirt in the size you want, a $20 value. You can buy those shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't really plug last hour. Paul Watson's about to take over, but everybody around this office knows I am laser beam focused on the number one issue, and that's free speech worldwide. We have in Germany, we have in Sweden, we have everywhere, in Brazil, you name it, populist governments getting elected. Macron's about to get unseated. It's all happening. So you think, well, why don't they just get unseated? Well, they're parliamentary. So they might have 10 parties, 20 parties, and they do these coalition things. But, I mean, they're all hanging on by their fingernails right now, and that's why they're trying to distract us everywhere into Amarosa or into, you know, the stuff they're trying to do with us. And it's just a joke. Paul's got a big report coming out tomorrow. As important as the 96% of conservatives. It's not just 96% of liberal sites or your search. That means the majority of 96% of conservatives are knocked out. That's what that really means. And so everyone's learning about this, how they only put the negative results up, how they don't let you talk to people on Facebook. Twitter had a total shadow ban on most people. We had to actually go to the page. Now they've lessened up because president said it's illegal. Now he said the rest of this stuff's illegal. And so we're going to have big special reports on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com in the next few days laying out how it's happening, who runs it, what's going on. But it is a stay-behind network in the CIA, in the Justice Department, in the Board of Governors, the FCC, to, quote, counter foreign propaganda. But then they just list us as foreign propaganda and come in and try to shut us down. So, Paul, I know you've got a big raft of things at Prison Planet on Twitter, editor-at-large of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to get your take on what's coming up. But just first, good news. I never even got this on the show today, even though I freaked out about it. I want to show a few of these tweets after you talk about it. What do you make of Trump coming out bold saying it's illegal? You're censoring millions. You leave fake news like CNN up, but you're crushing the election. This is serious censorship. We are going to go after you. This is some tweets from a couple days ago here. Let's pull up the new ones if I can. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'll actually get the ones from today. Social media giants are silencing millions. Yeah, that was the one from a few days ago. It's the big ones today. And whatever happens, I'm going to stay here as late as I have to tonight to get this out. Here it is. Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Yeah, no positive news. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican, conservative, and fair media is shut out. Illegal, 96%. Results on Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are supervising voices, suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They're controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. He goes on to say, is it illegal? So, Paul, what does the president do at this point? I mean, you've got an article you wrote today at Infowars.com. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content and sites put up by the opposing party. I mean, this is the new global corporate police censor. And you've got mainstream media dying dinosaurs like CNN, New York Times, actively as the watchdogs, the Stasi, going around flagging what gets taken down. And then Oliver Darcy adds insult to injury and says, no one's censoring you. It's crazy, when he's been the captain of it all.
Yeah, CNN put out an article saying there's no censorship of conservatives. That's a conspiracy theory. He was the guy lobbying for the past 6 months in meetings with Facebook and YouTube, in direct contact with Google, YouTube, and Facebook, telling them, oh, by the way, this violates your policy, censor them. But there's no conspiracy to censor us. Google has responded since Trump put out these tweets, Alex, and said that they don't rig their algorithm because they're biased. They improve their algorithm and improve it to produce, quote, high-quality content. Just so happens that high-quality content is NBC, is CNN, is the New York Times. So it's not that 96% of the sites coming up when you type in Trump News are left-wing or anti-Trump. It's that they're high-quality. Who decides what is high-quality? Google, the company that was in bed, according to the WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails, with the Hillary Clinton campaign from day one. So you can trust them. It's just like when they say, oh, we've got these independent fact-checkers, they're non-partisan. Who are they? Oh, it's Snopes.com, the most partisan left-wing website you could ever imagine. So it's just, Alex, it's just high-quality content. There's no censorship. These are the masters of the universe. So we just need to trust them.
And let's be clear, they're not just pushing all the globalist CNN stuff at the top and suppressing 96% of conservatives. That's what it really means. They're also then flagging and blacklisting and blackballing and shadow banning and outright banning anyone they don't like who's too effective that beats the algorithm. So Ann Coulter, Matt Drudge, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Paul Joseph Watson, you were 97% banned. We can see the algorithms. We had Google Analytics and Facebook. You were 97% banned a year ago, Paul, when you came out and bragged that we'd won and dominated, and the Financial Times and others went, holy hell, it's true. Why? I'm not mad at you, but because we do toot our horn. It's not bad to tell folks we're winning. But they took you announcing that as a herald, because they know we don't lie, as the big victory. And so since then, they've been beavering away. But I think they've gone too far, Paul.
Well, of course, it was Congressman Quigley, a Democrat, who was in a committee session with a Twitter executive, complained about one of my tweets featuring in a trending news section about a completely genuine, real story. He claimed it was fake news. It wasn't fake news. They said, oh, no, don't worry. We've taken care of that. So, yeah, they've been doing it all along. The Facebook video views were another thing that they changed at the beginning of the year. I mean, usually my videos on Facebook would probably get at least 300,000 overnight, maybe more after a couple of days, maybe 500,000. Now it's like 20,000 after like 2 days. They so obviously gamed it in their favor. And now, as you said, in Sweden, this is not just censorship. This is election meddling, Alex. We're 12 days away from a massive election in Sweden with the Sweden Democrats, the anti-mass migration party, tipped to do really well. They've banned a documentary or a short skit, which was a comedy cartoon about the Prime Minister of Sweden. They've banned a video by Alternative for Sweden within like 2 hours. They banned a video last month by the Sweden Democrats within hours.
They're banning all the nationalists in Brazil that are like Americana pro-gun.
Yeah, in Brazil you've got Bolsonaro, who is basically the Brazilian Trump. He's probably going to win. They're banning huge amounts of Facebook groups, YouTube channels. This is election meddling. It's gone way beyond censorship or shadow banning. This is election meddling. There's no evidence.
Doctor, let me bring this up and I'm going to get out of here because you're here to host and everybody loves you. Trump is getting all our stuff. I'm not going to get into how or what. I got law firms, everything, every day. We're just flooding him. They're really pissed, but it's happening. He's listening, Paul. So you got a big report coming out tomorrow listing all the stuff they've done and how to counter it. But I know you got guests coming out and want to cover, but in a minute and a half, we're going to break. This is the big issue, Paul. This is tyranny. This is illegal. What should Trump do right now? Because we've got to take action.
Well, we gave him some suggestions in that document we put out in consultation with media lawyers in D.C. You can at least hire a panel of free speech experts and have them make recommendations. You can have a digital bill of rights. You can look at the Communications Decency Act, which already has some teeth in...
And let me say again, you have all these people in these conferences lying and saying no one's shadow banning when we have their own internal documents. We have them lying to Congress, Paul.
And by the way, there's just... gone up just in the past hour or so, a big new White House petition. Remember we did that petition? It's on change.org left-wing website. They were literally deleting signatures. Well, we've got a new one in coordination with some other big personalities up on the White House website. So they can't game this one. It's already got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours. There's an article which I just wrote on Infowars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Sign that petition right now. It's easy. It's quick. Do it now.
Let me explain this. Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy threatened a month ago to take down big tech and nationalize it if they win the election, so they rolled over the Democrats. Trump must exert pressure. We're not for regulation, but the lack of regulation saying there is no regulation is allowing the regulation. Understand that? We must act to protect free speech now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. As I mentioned before the break, that big petition up on the White House website is live right now. It's got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours, unlike the change.org one, which had a good trajectory at the beginning, but then suddenly, mysteriously, these thousands of signatures began getting wiped off. The article is up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. The petition, it's short and sweet. It reads as follows. The internet is the modern public square. It's where political campaigns are fought and won, where journalism is created and distributed, and where grassroots movements are born. Yet the free and open internet has become a controlled, censored space, monopolized by a few unaccountable corporations. By banning users from their platforms, these corporations can effectively remove politically unwelcome Americans from the public square. That is repugnant to our shared values of free speech and freedom of the press. The president should request that Congress pass legislation prohibiting social media platforms from banning users for First Amendment protected speech. The power to block lawful content should be in the hands of individual users, not Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey. So that is up right now on the White House petition website. If it gets 100,000 signatures, and it needs to get 100,000 signatures within a month, it goes to the White House. They have to consider it. They have to respond. We already know that they're considering some kind of action. But again, this keeps the pressure on, and it generates even more media interest. Protect free speech in the digital public square. Go and sign that right now. If you keep refreshing it, the signatures change, but I think we've got about 2,000 so far once they're all accounted for. There's also going to be a special day-long live stream, and it looks like that's going to take place on Saturday right now. We're doing that in coordination with Breitbart. It's going to have a ton of huge guests, a day-long stream. I'll probably be hosting some of it. And again, just a huge number of great guests that you'll all love and want to hear from. That's probably going to be on Saturday, so obviously we'll announce details of that in advance. And it's all about drawing attention to this petition, because we have stories like this, which again I mentioned before the break. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content. This is not the first time they've done this, and they're doing it again. And they're doing it in response to coordinated brigade campaigns by left-wing pressure groups in abuse of their own terms of service once again. Google-owned YouTube has been caught meddling in the Swedish national election on the eve of the vote. The election is in about 12 days' time, by repeatedly deleting right-wing content. So somebody posted a satirical cartoon that made fun of the Swedish Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven. You can't do that. It was deleted within 2 hours because it was deemed to contain hateful content. Once again, it's not a slippery slope. It's a cliff edge. When everything is hateful, then you can have no opinion. You can't even make a cartoon that makes fun out of the Prime Minister of Sweden. That's hate speech. You can't do that. That's bullying. That's harassment. Like when we call Brian Stelter mean names, boo-hoo. That's also bullying and harassment. The short film entitled To Make It Right made fun out of numerous Swedish politicians for their obsession with being politically correct. Can't do that. Hate speech banned. Apparently this now qualifies as hate speech in the Scandinavian country. Now, there was also a second example of this where the right-wing Alternative for Sweden party had last month had its entire channel deleted. It was restored eventually after pressure. But then just yesterday, they had another video removed. Again, 12 days before the election, it was made unavailable for viewing in Sweden. So you could see it outside of Sweden, but obviously if there's a Swedish national election, that's not much help. Again, deleted within hours, a right-wing content video. Earlier this month, a video by Sweden Democrats, who of course are basically the number two or number three party right now, expected to perform really well, was deleted without explanation. That video was an hour and 40 minutes of quotes and historical background on the Social Democrats, which is the number one party in Sweden, and their links to Nazism. So it's all okay to point the finger at the right wing all day and call them Nazis, even when they're not. But if you dig into the historical links between big left-wing parties and Nazism in Sweden, then you get deep-sixed within hours. That video had over 190,000 views, and it was canned by YouTube. The party said they were waiting for an explanation. I'm not sure whether that came back. Again, that was a month ago. But again, it's all about continuously having to complain about this. If they've continuously got you on the ropes to the point where every day you're just whining about being censored, it's hard to get your message out. It's hard to get your policy platform out. And of course, this all happened in Sweden after a Swedish corporate media group called the Bonnier Group met with Google and demanded that they remove hateful content. That meeting, that private meeting, happened back in March, and ever since then, just by coincidence, all these right-wing Swedish political parties, again, this is now at the level where they're censoring political parties, not just individuals, have had their content removed by YouTube after this corporate left-wing pressure group met with Google to demand exactly that. So again, it's all about creating this precedent where any criticism, any making fun of left-wing politicians is seen as hate speech, is seen as harassment, and your content gets wiped off of Google. This is happening 12 days before a massive election in Sweden, which once again goes to the point, this isn't just about censoring individuals, this isn't just about censoring groups, this is about election meddling, and this is why it's so important. We've talked about Robert Epstein, who has done studies into democratic elections, for example, in India, the largest democratic election in the world, and found that the simple rank of Google search results can shift millions of votes. What Facebook users see on the day of an election can shift millions of votes. This is why it matters. So it doesn't matter whether you're on Twitter or not. It doesn't matter whether you use Facebook or not. You might not use any of those platforms. You might not care. But this changes the results of elections. That's why it matters. Once again, everything they do is about power. It's not about enforcing their terms of service. It's not about protecting people from bullying and harassment. It's about raw power. Now, of course, Donald Trump today complained on Twitter about Google's biased search results. They responded to his complaints by saying that they don't have a bias in their algorithm and that their algorithm has merely had, quote, improvements. They've just improved it. It's not politically biased. It merely ranks higher quality content above others. What is high quality content? Oh, well, imagine my shock. It's CNN. It's the New York Times. It's NPR. It's the very far left hysterical news organizations that hate Trump, that have been proven to put out fake news about Trump, as CNN has been caught doing once again with this Cohen story, which they refuse to clarify, which they refuse to back down on, even though it's been proven completely fake. We'll get more into it on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We have an update on the Madden Tournament Tutor, and we're going to get to that after this video, which I put up on YouTube yesterday, getting into the reasons behind why we keep seeing these mass shootings. We're going to go to that here in a second. But first, I want to tell you about the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because obviously we need your support more than ever. We have Bodies at 50% off back in stock. This is the ultimate turmeric formula used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got in enough Bodies back in stock to provide to our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% off. This is for the joint support, the mobility support, the flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Look at those independent reviews. 4.9 out of 98 reviews, all independent, third-party verified reviews. People are really, really happy with this product. Now, we don't advertise the fact that it also has, according to peer-reviewed studies, mood enhancement benefits. That's proven with turmeric. We don't advertise that, but we advertise it for the joint support, the flexibility support, the mobility support. It is available right now at a massive 50% off for a huge bottle, 60-day supply. Get it today and support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, in bodies at 50% off. Stock up. That is a great price. You really need to stock up on that. Given what everybody else has said about it, as you can see in the reviews there, it is bodies available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Let's go to this video, which I put up yesterday. It's called Atomized, Why Our Culture Creates Mass Shooters. And then I'm going to get into some more news about this David Katz, the Madden tournament shooter, after we roll this video. Here it is. Another mass shooting and another opportunity for everyone to exploit the tragedy by blaming their political enemies. Gun control now. This is the NRA's fault. Vote Democrat in November. But the shooter was a left-winger who hated Trump supporters. Vote Republican. Is any of that going to explain why mass shootings happen? No. Listen to how announcers described 24-year-old gunman David Katz.
You are not going to see much emotion from our guy, Brett. This dude is a man David Katz keeps to himself. He's a man of business. He's not here for the experience and to go out, this, that, and the third. He's not here to make friends. He's all business. He's focused. And to even get him to open up to talk to you about anything, it's like pulling teeth, man.
David Katz was clearly a product of his diseased society and culture. A culture that has lost faith in itself and offers nothing but empty, meaningless nihilism. A neoliberal dystopia that indoctrinates young people to shun authenticity, community, and family in pursuit of vapid consumerism and fleeting fame. A culture that informs narcissism-prone young people that anyone can gain instant notoriety by generating enough controversy. A culture that celebrates serial killers. A culture that monetizes gruesome barbarity.
Helen Henry reports on the new walking tour offering Jeffrey Dahmer history at a discount.
Word about the Dahmer tour surfaced this week on the Daily Deal site Groupon, which offered two tickets for $25, a 58% discount. A deal so hot it sold out in hours.
A culture that repeatedly tells young white men that because of the sins of their ancestors, they have no legitimate place in the world. No right to an identity, that they have no right to a sense of belonging, and that their only destiny is to become increasingly atomized. A society that has normalized and accelerated the evisceration of the family unit, creating a generation of aimless, disconnected, angry young men from broken homes like David Katz. Atomized, disparate, lonely losers, whose only way of redressing their own pain of isolation is to inflict physical pain on others. As Thomas McGrath writes, where once a family or community group may have picked them up or supported them, they fall deeper into their failure, placing it entirely on their shoulders. And that in itself makes it easy to sacrifice everything when you have nothing to lose. Look at the locations where mass shootings happen. They're all places where the public has organized itself into a community. Workplaces, schools, churches. In this case, a video game competition where the participants all shared the same interest. The shooter takes revenge for being rejected by the community, for being atomized. And as these communities become weaker and more sparse, with civic participation in rapid decline, the smaller they become, and the more atomized, isolated individuals they push away to the fringes.
People are going to look at the ashes of Westerberg and say, up there is a school that self-destructed not because society didn't care, but because the school was society.
This wasn't just a case of Katz suddenly snapping because he lost a video game. He traveled from Baltimore to Jacksonville with his gun. He planned this in advance. Court records show that Katz had significant medical problems and healthcare needs. Was he on SSRI drugs that are known to kill empathy, by putting the user in an emotionless, trance-like, disassociated state of mind. The majority of mass shooters in the United States were on or had recently been on some kind of antidepressant medication. Will the media ever give this factor the attention it deserves? Well, given that pharmaceutical giants who produce drugs like Prozac, Zoloft and Paxil spend $2.4 billion on direct-to-consumer television advertising every single year, don't hold your breath. Will the media ever stop making celebrities out of mass shooters with their breathless coverage?
We've had 20 years of mass murders, throughout which I have repeatedly told CNN and our other media, if you don't want to propagate more mass murders, don't start the story with sirens blaring.
The school day had only just begun when the attacker struck.
Don't have photographs of the killer.
The 17-year-old's three-hour rampage ended in his own death.
Don't make this 24/7 coverage.
The German Chancellor is about to give her reaction. We'll bring that to you live.
Do everything you can not to make the body count the lead story.
Carnage in the classroom. 16 people are dead.
Not to make the killer some kind of anti-hero.
Dressed in black combat gear, the gunman opened fire at random.
Do localize this story to the affected community and make it as boring as possible in every other market. Because every time we have intense saturation coverage of a mass murder, we expect to see one or two more within a week.
But instead of giving mass shooters the posthumous celebrity they crave, maybe we should just tag them with embarrassing nicknames. Maybe that will dismantle some of the dark, romanticized mystique that the media whips up around these killers. Why are we fascinated by these psychotic losers? Because whenever mass shootings occur, it provides a kind of thermometer reading for how sick our society has become. As philosopher Guy Debord said, in societies where modern conditions of production prevail, all of life presents itself as an immense accumulation of spectacles. Everything that was directly lived has moved away into a representation. Mass violence provides a depraved societal need for the consumer spectacle, just as lynchings in America and public hangings in Europe did in the past. So long as our culture continues to offer nothing whatsoever of substance, authenticity, or meaning to young men, they'll continue to appropriate meaning via any means possible. So long as young men are taught to be ashamed of their identity, they'll continue to seek out violently transgressive ways to establish their identity. So long as family, community, and civic society continue to wither and collapse, young men will continue to fall through the safety net that would otherwise have offered protection. Young men, like David Katz, will continue to become more and more atomized. Now, you will have heard in that video report, I asked the question, was the shooter on SSRI drugs? Headline out of Daily Caller report, Jacksonville shooter was hospitalized for mental illness. The video gamer who allegedly shot up a Madden tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, was previously hospitalized for mental illness. Records show that on two occasions he was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medication, the same medication that's been linked with the vast majority of mass shooters in the United States. Will the media ever give this angle the attention it deserves? No, they haven't, and no, they won't, because those big pharma dollars are just too much to resist. We'll be back in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Basically, what happened is that the mainstream media lobbied for months to ban InfoWars. They lobbied big tech to ban InfoWars. They finally caved. They finally did it. And what effect did it have? It provoked President Donald Trump into starting a national conversation about not only social media censorship, but election meddling. This is the real story here, is election meddling. So really we should be thankful that we were kind of the canary in the coal mine that set this all off and got them finally to pay attention to something that I've been talking about for well over a year now, which is the importance of the algorithm. We've got a headline here, Kudlow, we're taking a look at regulating Google. While speaking to reporters on Tuesday, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow stated that the Trump administration is taking a look at whether there needs to be some form of government regulation of Google and will let people know what they plan to do. He said, we'll let you know, we're taking a look at it, we'll let you know. Oh, but Google's a private company, you can't regulate a private company. No, it's not. Okay, they're meeting on a regular basis. They're being pressured by lawmakers, by politicians. They're a monopoly. They are basically the internet at this point. They're not just a private company. It's like if the phone company terminated your contract because they didn't like what conversations you were having with people on the phone. That's abuse. That's basically corporate fascism. They're working hand in hand with power brokers to silence people's First Amendment rights, because the internet, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks of this world are the public square. If you're not there, then you're nowhere. So no, it's not just a private company. And finally, at least they're putting pressure on them. At least they're putting them on notice. Of course, now Google has come out and said, oh, there's no bias in our algorithm. We've just improved our algorithm, literally. I could search for an InfoWars headline, which I wrote a few months ago, the exact search term, with the quotations around it, which is supposed to only bring up that headline. It's not there. It happened last week. I had to go on another forum that had posted the InfoWars story to get the link to the original InfoWars story. Okay, this is Orwellian memory hole behavior. Oh, but they came back and said, there's no bias in our algorithm. We just improved it so we could ensure that high-quality content appears in response to users' queries. What's the high-quality content? 96% anti-Trump left-wing, just by coincidence, CNN, New York Times, NPR. So again, they basically admitted to what Trump charged them of being behind, but just wrapped it in this vague language, oh, just an improvement to the algorithm, an improvement that skews every perspective on every single issue a few months before the midterms. Again, this is election meddling. And by the way, that petition, headline on Infowars.com, new White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Last count, it was passed about 3,500 signatures. Go and sign that today. It's simple. It's easy. It literally takes 30 seconds. We need to get that petition past 100,000. Oh, what's the point in signing petitions that don't do anything? Well, if it gets past 100,000, the White House has to respond. And again, this generates media interest. This keeps the ball rolling. We have to build up a pressure movement, and it's currently happening. There's going to be a big live stream on Saturday with a lot of your favorite personalities, so we'll announce more details on that in due course. Moving on to global news right now. The Prime Minister of Britain, who is a complete joke and needs to resign immediately, has publicly supported the racist criminal policy being enacted by the South African government, or at least threatened to be enacted, of seizing white-owned land in South Africa, either at one-tenth compensation or zero compensation whatsoever. As we've documented, this is a policy that could lead to mass starvation of both white and black people, as it did in Zimbabwe in the 90s, and of course, incentivize widespread murder of white farmers. She's actually come out and publicly supported it. Headline out of Breitbart. Theresa May announces support for South African no-compensation land reform. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has announced her backing of the controversial South African proposal to strip farmers of their land without compensation as long as the process is done in a legal manner. So as long as they put it in the constitution that they can just seize your land without compensation at gunpoint, that makes it legal, that makes it okay. No, it's morally repugnant, it's racist, it's criminal. Why on earth are you backing this? Absolute embarrassment to the country. UK PM's support for the land reform expropriation without compensation, which is currently not possible and requires changes to the South African constitution to implement, which they've said is going to happen, came during her first trip to the African continent this week. She said the UK has for some time now supported land reform. Land, that's what they call it, land reform. Literally, the government sending people letters, showing up on these farms saying, we'll give you one-tenth the amount it's worth if you're lucky. If you say no, men with guns will come to seize the land. Just a little bit of land reform. No, that's criminal. That's absolutely criminal. And the long-term consequences could be an absolute disaster for the country. Gerard Batten of UKIP responded. He said, Theresa May says she supports land reform in South Africa that is legal. Many countries in the world have taken actions which are legal, but that doesn't make them morally right. It's reprehensible that Mrs. May is standing shoulder to shoulder with the leader of a country who enacts these racist policies. This government has no credibility whatsoever when it speaks of protecting human rights if it looks the other way when our supposed international partners commit abuses. White farmers are having their land taken away. They're being attacked and murdered for no other reason than they're white. It should be the duty of international leaders to speak up against what is a form of ethnic cleansing, not condone it by mealy-mouthed references to legality. And isn't it ironic? In fact, we put a video about this out a couple of hours ago. It's up on my Twitter. The Boers, the Afrikaners, actually got on with the South African black tribes for generations. It was only when the British came in that they truly ruined the country and created this colonial resentment that led to this clamour for land reform, as they call it, and these murders, these attacks on white farmers. Now, the complete joke, the complete clown of a prime minister who is trailing in the polls to somebody who literally sympathises with terrorists and worships Venezuela, Jeremy Corbyn, an absolute joke of a prime minister that should have been kicked out of office months ago, is now publicly supporting the racist criminal seizure of white-owned land without compensation in South Africa, a policy that could lead to ethnic cleansing and widespread starvation. Utter, utter stupidity, completely absurd, absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, in Spain, huge boatload of illegal migrants storms luxury resort beach in Spain. This is a Breitbart headline. A boat packed with around 50 illegal migrants beached itself on a luxury resort in Spain's Costa de la Luz on Sunday. And if you go to this article, you can actually see the video. Again, it's basically a dinghy of about 20, 30 migrants. They just roll up to this beach. You see it right here. This luxury beach, people are just looking on in awe. They just storm the beach and run off. If you had ISIS, which, by the way, ISIS invaded a beach in Tunisia only a year ago and massacred 38 people, most of whom were British, by the way, you could get ISIS terrorists on one of these boats coming from Libya, coming from one of these North African countries, just storm in under the guise of being migrants, which the Spanish government has rolled out the red carpet for. They could massacre hundreds of people. Nobody would bat an eyelid. There's no security there. There's nothing whatsoever. They're just letting this happen. This ridiculous socialist Spanish government has opened up this migrant route, which, by the way, actually results in migrants dying. When Italy closed off the route to some extent, even though the EU is trying to blackmail them out of it, the number of migrant deaths crossing from Libya to Italy halved. So they literally saved half the people's lives by saying, no, we're not going to roll out a red carpet. Now Spain's doing it. Here you see a video out of Tunisia where, again, an ISIS militant stormed a beach with a gun disguised as a parasol and umbrella, massacred, I think it was 38 people. Most of them were British. Absolutely horrific. And that was one guy. That was one guy stormed a beach in Tunisia, not so far away in Spain. You've got 20, 30 migrants. Nobody knows who they are. As we've seen out of Germany, there was a story last week where a woman actually, who's ISIS sex slave captor, she met him on the streets of Stuttgart, Germany, because he'd been given refugee status. He was literally an ISIS militant who had kidnapped and sold women into sex slavery. Nobody knows who any of these people are. They just show up. They run to the nearest town. This is absolute bedlam. Europe, Spain particularly right now, is committing suicide by letting this happen. Meanwhile, 1,000 residents of German city riot in the streets following fatal stabbing by migrants. Again, that is another flashpoint created by Angela Merkel's disastrous open border policy. Now you have big groups, left wing and right wing, fighting each other. Murder on the streets. It's absolute chaos. And it's all thanks, basically, to her, Mufti Angela Merkel. Thank you very much for that. No surprise that she's got record low approval rating now. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming right up. Sign that White House petition right now. It's up on Infowars.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.